Hello, students, and welcome to one more Reading in English class. O título da aula de hoje é Shopping for Shoes, comprando calçados. Primeiro, você vai escutar e acompanhar a leitura com os olhos. Depois, você vai repetir as frases para treinar sua pronúncia, escutando também a tradução. Logo após, iremos fazer alguns exercícios. Lembrando que o texto estará na caixa de descrição do vídeo, no caso de você querer copiar e imprimir para estudar melhor. My friend Sarah loves to shop, but she doesn't like to spend a lot of money. She gets really excited when she buys something on sale. Sometimes she hears about big sales on TV or on the radio. She also looks for coupons in the newspaper or ads in her mailbox. Today, she sees a big sign in a department store window. It says that sneakers are 40% off. Her daughter likes to run, and she needs new running shoes. She goes inside the store. The prices are very good. Sneakers were $100, and now they are $60. She talks to the salesperson and buys size 7 running shoes for her daughter. Sarah brings the shoes home, and her daughter is very happy. She says, "Thanks, Mom. These shoes are awesome." Sarah also bought herself a pair of running shoes. She wants to run with her daughter every morning. Part 2. Parte 2. Now listen and repeat. Agora escute e repita. My friend Sarah loves to shop. A minha amiga Sarah ama comprar ou fazer compras. My friend Sarah loves to shop, but she doesn't like to spend a lot of money. Mas ela não gosta de gastar muito dinheiro. But she doesn't like to spend a lot of money. She gets really excited when she buys something on sale. Ela fica muito empolgada, emocionada quando ela compra alguma coisa na promoção. She gets really excited when she buys something on sale. Sometimes she hears about big sales on TV or on the radio. Às vezes ela escuta ou ouve sobre grandes promoções na televisão ou no rádio. Sometimes she hears about big sales on TV or on the radio. She also looks for coupons in the newspaper or ads in her mailbox. Ela também procura por cupons no jornal ou propagandas na sua caixa de correio. She also looks for coupons in the newspaper or ads in her mailbox. Today, she sees a big sign in a department store window.
Hoje, ela vê um grande sinal ou cartaz numa vitrine de uma loja de departamento.
Today, she sees a big sign in a department store window. It says that sneakers are 40% off.
Ele fala que os tênis estão com 40% de desconto.
It says that sneakers are 40% off. Her daughter likes to run, and she needs new running shoes.
A filha dela gosta de correr, e ela precisa de novos tênis de corrida.
Her daughter likes to run, and she needs new running shoes. She goes inside the store.
Ela vai para dentro da loja, ou ela entra na loja.
She goes inside the store. The prices are very good.
Os preços estão muito bons.
The prices are very good. Sneakers were 100
And now they are 60. Os tênis eram $100 e agora eles são 60. Sneakers were 100 and now they are 60. She talks to the salesperson and buys size 7 running shoes for her daughter. Ela fala com o vendedor e compra tênis de corrida número 7 para a filha dela. She talks to the salesperson and buys size 7 running shoes for her daughter. Sarah brings the shoes home. A Sarah traz os tênis para casa. Sarah brings the shoes home. And her daughter is very happy. E a filha dela está muito feliz, ou fica muito feliz. And her daughter is very happy. She says, thanks, mom. These shoes are awesome. Ela fala, obrigado, mamãe. Estes calçados ou estes tênis são fantásticos. She says, thanks, mom. These shoes are awesome. Sarah also bought herself a pair of running shoes. A Sarah também comprou para ela mesma um par de tênis de corrida. Sarah also bought herself a pair of running shoes. She wants to run with her daughter every morning. Ela quer correr com a filha dela todas as manhãs. She wants to run with her daughter every morning. Part 3. Parte 3. Agora, vamos fazer algumas afirmativas sobre o texto e você terá que descobrir se a resposta para elas é yes or no, ou se elas são verdadeiras ou falsas. Very good. Number 1. Número 1. Sarah likes to shop. A Sarah gosta de fazer compras, de comprar. Sarah likes to shop. Number 2. She likes to spend a lot of money. Ela gosta de gastar muito dinheiro. She likes to spend a lot of money. Respostas. Número 1. Sarah likes to shop. Ela gosta de comprar. Yes. Número 2. She likes to spend a lot of money. Ela gosta de gastar muito dinheiro. No. Next. Próximo. 3. Sarah looks for coupons in the newspaper. A Sarah procura por cupons no jornal. Sarah looks for coupons in the newspaper. 4. Today she sees an empty window. Hoje ela vê uma vitrine vazia. Today she sees an empty window. Respostas. Sarah looks for coupons in the newspaper. A Sarah procura por cupons no jornal. Yes. Sim. Today she sees an empty window. Hoje ela vê uma vitrine vazia. No. Next. Próxima. 5. Sarah's daughter plays basketball. A filha da Sarah joga basquete. Sarah's daughter plays basketball. 6. Sarah doesn't want to run with her daughter. A Sarah não quer correr com a filha dela. Sarah doesn't want to run with her daughter. Muito bem, resposta para 5. Sarah's daughter plays basketball. No. Para 6. Sarah doesn't want to run with her daughter. A Sarah não quer correr com a filha dela. No. 7. The sign in the window says 90% off. O sinal ou o cartaz na janela fala 90% de desconto. The sign in the window says 90% off. Resposta para isso é no, não é verdadeira. 8. Sarah doesn't like to shop. A Sarah não gosta de fazer compras. Sarah doesn't like to shop. Resposta é no, porque ela gosta de fazer compras. Muito obrigado por assistir mais esta aula. Visitem-nos no facebook.com/inglêswinner ou também no Twitter, @inglêswinner. Thanks for watching one more time. And as usual, I'll see you next class.